And at 11:30, the film show celebrates Archivist with a return visit from Mississippi Records co-founder Eric Isaacson. We also hear archivist Rick Prelinger talk about his new interactive film project, No More Road Trips. That is all coming up, but stick around. Up next, it's Chris Andre hosting Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. Thanks, KBOO members, for supporting KBOO, your community radio station. Not a member? You can become one by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate Today.
Where is your radio dial on Thursday afternoons from noon until 2? 90.7 FM is the place to be. Twice a month, DJ Charlie presents the Worldbeat Connection with the hottest Afro-Caribbean sounds in Portland radio land. Reggae, salsa, soca, New Orleans Afro-funk, Haitian compa and rara, and Antillean zouk share the airwaves with African highlife. Afrobeat, Congolese soukous, Malian blues, juju, and South African kwaito, among the other great styles. Traditional and modern expressions are all included. On alternate weeks, check out Top Rankin' Reggae and Dancehall with Shocks of Sheba show, hosted by Teresa and Michelle. Any week, Thursdays at noon is sure to move ya.
This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from stateconstitutions.us, committed to empowering people of every state by providing the complete text and audio of their state constitutions. Those seeking to hold state governments accountable can learn more at stateconstitutions.us.
Cascadia. Today is Thursday, June 26th, 2014, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. And this morning, we are going to be speaking with Brian Manning of Greenpeace on Amber Energy and actions that you can take to confront the company. Amber Energy has a long and rather sordid legal track record. We don't forget that, but apparently the government does. And again, all week we've been talking about this, the collusion between government and corporate interests. The corporatization of we the people is the hour is late and we are well past the starting gate. It's past time to act, but then there's no time like right now for action. Brian is waiting patiently for just a moment while we run through a couple of headlines that is important for us to talk about, because they will definitely enter into the conversation later on. The USA Patriot Act hangs in the sky, and we talk about it this week as a sort of an iron curtain, the epitome and the symbol of a fascist empire. The Department of Homeland Security The no-fly list have been in the news this week. Oregon, of course, being one of the centers where this concern is perhaps greatest, since we have an actual case that arose out of an incident here at our own airport. So it makes it a little bit closer to home. And last week, the federal government gave conditional approval to energy company Enbridge's controversial $7 billion, that's billion with a B, Northern Gateway Pipeline project between the Alberta tar sands and the BC coast. Chains and padlocks greeted workers at the constituency offices of two British Columbia Conservative MPs on Tuesday as opponents of the Enbridge Northern Gateway Pipeline called for the politicians to vacate their posts. The Port Moody Office of Industry Minister James Moore and North Van Office of MP Andrew Saxton were targeted by a citizens group calling itself Settlers on Stolen Land. More on that later. Settlers on Stolen Land is a spokesperson will join us later on and in the week to talk a bit about what Enbridge is and what they've been up to just as part of the northern chain of Cascadia. On June 6th, the U.S. Court of Appeals of the District of Columbia Circuit handed down a ruling that serves as an important precedent for the ongoing federal legal battles over the Keystone XL and Flanagan South Tar Sands pipelines. In the Delaware Riverkeeper versus the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, isn't it amazing that we actually have to sue the very agencies which we taxpayers are paying? We are employing them to oversee and to manage the stewardship of our environment, and yet we have to sue them to get them to do their jobs. We pay them to do the jobs. They don't do it, then we sue them to force them to do what they're expected to do. In any case, in the Delaware Riverkeeper versus FERC case, judges ruled that a continuous pipeline project cannot be segmented. This is very important. Get this. Cannot be segmented into multiple parts to avoid a comprehensive National Environmental Policy Act review. That's the NEPA review. This is what Kinder Morgan proposed and did for its Northeast Upgrade Project. Think about it. And the Progressive and the Center for Media and Democracy have a progressive publication. And the Center for Media and Democracy have been breaking news on the criminal scheme centered around Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker. More on that again. And Home Gardeners bringing this all full circle, unwittingly maybe exposing bees and other pollinators to a class of insecticides that have been increasingly linked to their deaths. Their study came out yesterday, tested 71 samples of plants purchased in nurseries of large retailers, Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart. And what they found is neonicotinoid insecticides, or neonics, 36 samples, that was more than half, were found to contain varying amounts of neonics. So be careful, read labels, and in the end, don't shop at those places, because it's not just these particular products that present problems for you. There are so many more. So on that note, and we should also mention that up north, Seattle police use of force found to be indeed excessive, and now use of oversight will be excessive. And it's exactly what we need to balance the power structure in urban areas, right? Excessive force, excessive oversight. There you go. Good morning, Brian. Thank you so much for being patient, staying with us. As you've probably heard, a lot of the headlines today and very frequently relate to the misconduct of energy companies. Greenpeace is amazingly active. They're all around the world. Not a day goes by that there doesn't seem to be a Greenpeace action taking place somewhere. In this case, we have got an action coming up. Amber Energy. Can we talk a little bit about what Amber Energy actually is and what the company wants to do?
Absolutely, Chris. And thank you for having me on. So, just to provide a little context there, Amber Energy is the Australian-based coal company that's trying to export millions of tons of coal through the Pacific Northwest. They're proposing two projects, one right here in Oregon in Boardman, and the other in Longview, Washington. And both of these lie on the Columbia River. And this, we're talking about a company that has a history of lying and misleading the public on the scope of their project, and really has been in a financially shaky situation for quite a long time.
They're not. They're definitely not a company a person would invest mm-hmm. in. Their record is abysmal. They seem to have come out of distant ports of call and shown an inordinate interest in using our resources. It seems if they're Australian, right? So if this project goes south, and if there's a tremendous accident, and if our environment is despoiled and ruined, and left in a state of crisis, it would take many years, if ever, to clean up. They don't care. They go home. They don't live with it. We live here. This is Cascadia. This is where our feet are planted in the ground. We will be the ones ultimately to pay if something goes wrong. And given Amber Energy's, you know, track record, it's almost inevitable. It's not if, it's when. So there's Greenpeace is taking action to stop Amber Energy. Can you talk a little bit about that so people want to plant their feet on the ground and take a stand, know the when and where of it?
Absolutely. Greenpeace activists have been working to hold Amber Energy accountable by exposing who they are and the vulture capitalists that back them called Resource Capital Fund.
Say that again. Just run that. Run by that bias again. This is terminology not familiar to a lot of people. We need to know this if we're going to be really effective. Just to review that, could you please?
Absolutely. So Amber Energy is the coal company, and right now they're on really shaky financial ground. And they put themselves in a situation where they can't raise money from investors, so they had to rely on a company called Resource Capital Funds based in Denver. And Resource Capital Funds is funding Amber's coal export projects, so we're asking them right now to drop their investment and shining the light on what they're doing.
Resource Capital Funds. What do we know about this entity?
Yep. They are a private equity fund that work on financing mining operations. So, and usually they put these investments in and then they pull out. And right now, Amber Energy took on a massive loan from this company. And because they were unable to, pay that back, they put themselves in a situation where Amber Energy has, Resource Capital Funds has taken over the company, which is why we are holding a trade up rally this next Tuesday, July 1st, in downtown Portland. And the reason we're doing this is we're protesting Amber Energy and its coal export plans, which would bring all this coal dust along the Columbia River and worsen climate change. And to remember that this is really a financially shaky company that has lied about their plans, and really we can do better than these coal export plans. And I do have some more details about that and how people can plug in and participate in these actions.
Do you want to give people, before we do have about a minute and a half left, but if you could make sure that people have that information right now, and then we'll give the info again at the very end of the show. So where would a listener go to find out more details about this project that Amber Energy expects us to, we're going to be expected to bail it out too, since they proved to be utter failures. And now they're turning to the state to bail them out.
Sure. Absolutely. There's a couple places you can go to learn about this. The Greenpeace is part of a coalition called Power Pass Coal, which is environmental groups, religious organizations, and businesses that have come together to really stop these coal export proposals. You can go to powerpasscoal.com. www.thecommunityfoundation.org to learn more about how communities are winning the fight here and to learn more about who Amber Energy is and the companies and this company, Resource Capital Funds, that is backing them. You can go to rossbaku.com, and I can spell that out for you.
Yeah, good idea. Go ahead.
That is rossbhappu.com.
Got it. Okay, terrific. And that'll also go up on the KBOO website. We're fresh out of time. Any final thoughts you'd like to leave listeners with? Any reminders about the action that's coming up next week?
Absolutely. Just really quick. So we're meeting at the PacWest Center off 1211 and Southwest 5th Avenue. It's right by City Hall in downtown Portland. And if you're interested in really taking part of this street performance, you can meet us at 1045 a.m. at Chapman Square. And that's the cross street, Southwest 3rd and Southwest Main Street.
And so this is going to be a lot of street theater. This is so exciting and wonderful. Mm-hmm. That, yeah, we encourage people to show up. Kids will love it. People love it. Families will love it. And we will be there drawing attention to it. And Amber Energy is up to the corporatization of our whole political process and indeed the environmental landscape, looking years into the future. Thanks so much. I guess it's been Brian Manning of Greenpeace. This has been Air Cascadia for Thursday, June 26, 2014. Rock Bergeron has engineered the show for us today. Thank you so much, Rock. Kathleen Stevenson's a KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
Today on Flashpoints, an in-depth look at Egypt under its newly minted president, a member of that country's old guard. Also, we'll take a close